Welcome, everybody, to another NerdWatch podcast here at the Hawaii Comic Con. Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. I, of course, am G Money, and we're doing a myriad of interviews here at the Hawaii, the amazing Hawaii Comic Con with local comic book artists. With comic book artists, we're going to be scanning the floor for all kinds of great goodies as well, coming up very soon, too. We'll talk about those. But first, another interview I have with another person from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. His name is Mark Gould, and his comic is called Native Sons, Ring of Fire. Mark, welcome to the show, sir. Put that mic right up on the air. Perfect.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Hey, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it. So, I'm just talking to DJ just a few minutes ago. He's part of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance as well.
His was amazing artist.
Yeah, his comic is Excellion. I'll ask you basically the same questions I did him. First question. What inspired you to draw and to come up with this comic? And then not only that, to publish it.
Okay, well, my story is kind of long. Well, I'll shorten it.
Okay.
I've been drawing pretty much most of my life. And looking at comic books growing up, you never seen something that kind of looks like where I'm from.
Sure.
You know, or people that, heroes that I knew of, you know, coming up seeing guys like Herb Kane with all his paintings and Polynesian warriors, and it's just something that I thought maybe the kids of Hawaii would like to see, something that we know, we can identify with.
Sure, sure. Now, when you decided to come up with this idea, what was your, number one, how old were you? What was the process like?
Oh, the process has been long. I think the first time I came up with this idea was I saw an ad for Polynesian Culture Center. And they were showing all their, it almost looked like a comic book lineup. They have all the characters from the different villages throughout the PCC. And I was like, that would be an awesome super team. It's like all these guys. And it just started from there and started snowballing. And it started getting bigger and bigger in my head. So eventually I did some work for Christopher Caravallo over at Mana Comics.
Nice.
I did some stuff on Aumakua. And after last year's Amazing Comic Con, just seeing the people excited to see a local book that I was involved with and signing all the copies, it kind of really made me push to finally get my book done. And
now, as a youth, or did you find out in your youth that you were a doodler or a person who was an artist? Was that something you found out early in life that you just didn't get to do? Or how did that come about? You being such an artist.
Always drawing.
Really?
You know, my mom would get calls from school saying that Mark's not doing his homework, and every day she would look in, and I got my books out, and I'm doing my homework. Well, it looks like I was doing my homework, and she would look over my shoulder, and I was drawing. Anytime you put anything in my hand, I'm going to be, anything, pen, pencil, I'm going to start drawing. So I was getting in trouble, but my mom was very supportive. I would get in trouble, but she's like, oh, that's beautiful.
Right.
But, you know, so.
So now you've taken that talent, and you've manifested it into this one comic. Now, what is it like for you to get to that, to get that story in your head and to get it out on paper?
Is that
a tough one? I always ask comic book writers that, because it's one of those things where everyone has a different way of doing it. Mm-hmm. So kind of curious for you. I mean, you're a local boy.
Yes.
And you know there's a specific need that you want it to be met, mm-hmm, for you, because you're drawing it for you, essentially, and then for people to enjoy what you wanted to enjoy. I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
So where do you come from, and how does that get put on the page?
I have a whole bunch of people, different identities running around in my head. Borderline schizophrenic, I guess. So for me, drawing has always been like therapy. I'd have to get it out.
Gotcha.
Or I just won't be right.
You know? Got it.
It's like cheaper than therapy. So for me, it was finding what I love, finding my voice, what I wanted to say. And for me, it's just do it. You know, there's so many, like myself, I was looking at it. It was so daunting. And you just gotta just keep doing it, and you always run the risk of, you know, artists and writers, when you put your pieces out there, people, it's almost like your children, and when people, you know, start criticizing it, you get, you know, kind of offended. But I mean, you just gotta go for it, man, and just that's it, man. Just keep plugging away and keep doing it.
Right, absolutely. So what, for those that are unfamiliar, because we have people that listen to the NerdWatch across the world,
mm-hmm,
your comic book, what is it about?
Native Sons, Ring of Fire is a book about a group of young adults slash teenagers that for years, unbeknownst to them, they've been training to fight in a war, a centuries-old war between good and evil, light and dark, between controlling, to protect the barrier between realms, what we consider, what some call heaven, some call hell, some call Valhalla, some call the River Styx. My idea is like, old gods don't die, so where are they? You know, and they're here. It's just, so I'm going to go into a whole bunch of myths, not just Polynesian myth, legends. I want to do, I found a way to get everything that I've loved growing up as a kid and jam-packed into one idea. And I kind of want to, the first issue kind of goes into a little bit of domestic violence, not so much of why women stay. Why, you know, it's all always easy for us to say, oh, why did they say? Why don't they leave? It's not that simple, you know.
Sure.
It's almost brainwashing on... So, I mean, it's a book that kind of... It's like myself with my battles with religion, my battles with spirituality. It's a whole bunch of different things. And hopefully it comes off as fun as well. I try to remember
sure.
It's got to be where people enjoy it too, you know.
It seems like comic book artists have a tendency... to make it almost therapeutic, as it
yes.
were, for some people, you know, especially if not so much the drawing, definitely the writing, and then looking at them together, the drawing and the writing,
yeah.
like you said, you know, really trying to bring those two together and what your point of your story is. So my question is, has it helped?
Yes.
Has it really?
Amazingly, it's helped me. I mean, it's anytime I do draw, there's sometimes where if I don't draw for 2 to 3 days, you can feel it inside of you. Just DJ, we were talking about that last time about how it just builds up inside of you, and you're gonna snap, and you just need to get it done. So,
right.
getting the book done, creating it, and doing it always was daunting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So finally finishing it and getting it done and getting it printed out and having people see it was the best therapy I've ever could have.
Fantastic. Now, how many comics are you in, or is this the first?
This is the very first one of Native Sons.
Fantastic. Now, how are you planning a series? Is this...
Yes. It's written... I added Ring of Fire because, obviously, the Ring of Fire that's in the South Pacific. And I kind of want to have the liberty to kill everybody off. I'm looking forward to making Native Sons. I have one, Celtic Tides, where it'll be about, you know, maybe Norse mythology. I want to do something with Native Sons and have something with, you know, American Indians. And not just what I know. I want to delve into so many different things. You know, just like anybody. But I need to, like Sam Campbell said, I got to stay focused on this one first.
Right. And kind of put all of your energy into that
into
one.
Into this.
Right.
And, yeah.
and then move on from there. Now, for Ring of Fire, this is a standalone. You could say that this is a standalone story?
Yes.
Good. And it's and there's resolution at the end when we read it. Is that what?
Yes.
I'm a comic book guy, so when I get to the end of a comic book, it's all suspense filled, and I'm like, where's the next one?
Yep, exactly. And I think that's one of the fears we were talking about in the panel. Sam brought it up. Is like you work so hard on issues on your very first issue. Work hard, and you know, being that we work day jobs and then do this until the wee hours of the morning.
Sure.
You finally get it done, and then somebody looks at your book, and the first thing they say is, "So when's the next one?"
Right.
And it's like, oh my God, I just finished this one.
Give me a break, would you? Back off.
Yeah. But yeah. So and then that's why I told my wife. She was like, "Oh, you finally got it done." I said, "Well, there's no resting now. I mean, you got to do the next one."
Right. Now, Mark, where can we find your comic right now? Where can we pick it up?
Okay, right now it's an exclusive at Amazing Comic-Con, Hawaii Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And after this, I'm going to get it as many spots as I can, as many places as I can. I'm going to get a Facebook page up for it. And you can always, in the book, there's Native Sons Ring of Fire at gmail.com. And that's another way people can order it, and you know, I'm going to go the whole online route after this.
I may be speaking out of turn here, but I'm assuming that Alika from Maui Comics and Collectibles would love to have that on the shelf.
Yes, I've been having the guys from Enjoy Comics, you guys, a lot of the local shops here on Oahu, and I'm going to try and get it out to as much people as I can. I really want the local kids to see something that they can identify with.
Fantastic. And you know what? I'm going to end on a question that I ended with DJ. And I'll probably, it's kind of a controversial question, so be prepared. We live in a very PC culture.
All right.
And a very different age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if in 2016, if you were to look at something like Pineapple Man, which Sam Campos is famous for, in the day and age that we live, some would deem it culturally inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there's a line between being PC and, or do you think that PC kind of, I guess, stifles creativity?
I think the latter. I watch, you know, like I was watching a comedian. He was saying anytime you give something a PC when somebody's creating, you're kind of, it's going against everything. You should be able to say, especially in creativity.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, you can't say anything without somebody coming at you with it. There's going to be somebody coming at me with an angle from this.
Correct.
Guaranteed. And even local people will be coming at me at this. But I don't think so. I think you need... I just can't believe we're not advanced enough yet to not let these things devastate us so much.
Yeah,
you know?
And you know, what's funny is that I was... This is what I was expressing to DJ and Todd in the last show, was that we live in a culture where, living in Hawaii for as long as obviously you have, I have, we live here forever, we are actually a melting pot. I mean, cultures don't just live in separate areas. They intermingle.
Yes.
They have kids together. We are cultural. We are culturally diverse here in the islands. So it's okay to have fun with those things that are maybe politically incorrect, because those differences is what makes us relatable, maybe funny.
Yes.
And those are the things that we, those are things we should look at ourselves and just look at ourselves in the mirror and go, okay, we're okay with that, and that's completely fine. And I think that, and I think you're absolutely right. I think that if you have to draw within the lines of PC, it kind of ruins your creativity because you can't be creative anymore.
Yeah, you can't. I had this, I was speaking about this last year at Amazing Con at a panel. We live in the middle of the ocean. It's probably the most remote place on the planet.
Yeah.
But we get along. We do not have racial tensions like the mainland does. I mean, we're not perfect.
No, we're not.
We make jokes growing up, and nobody gets offended.
Right, right.
You know, and what does that mean? I'm offended. And?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't go a day without being offended. So, I mean, if the rest of the world, I think Andy Bumatai said it, the rest of the world can finally catch up to Hawaii.
Yes.
It would be a perfect world.
I agree.
We could, I mean, I grew up, I had friends. I didn't have black friends and white friends.
Yeah.
I had Laotian friends, but I didn't call them, that's my Laotian friend.
No, it's my friend.
That's my friend.
Right,
I had
Samoan
friends, Hawaiian friends, and they were my friends. And I really don't, and I hate to say this because growing up, you know, we always heard, oh, that's the mainland, don't come over here, don't bring that mainland stuff. And I always thought, well, that's horrible to say that. I get it now.
Yeah.
I get, we don't want that mentality here. We want to keep this, we are the only melting pot.
Right, because when we, and you're right, because when we see on the news the racial tensions or the tensions that come up because of PC culture in the mainland, we don't get it. It's weird to us.
Yeah, and if, like, somebody was saying, because I'm half Filipino.
Yeah.
And then so
no
I was,
way, you too? I'm half Filipino
I'm
too?
Half Filipino.
You would never guess,
that,
right? Looking at me, you'd never guess. I'm half Filipino.
So somebody's telling me, I was telling Filipino jokes, and he's like, oh, you hate your people? Yes, I hate my grandmother.
Right, right.
No, this is, really? You can't laugh at yourself?
Yeah.
It's not racist if it's true.
Yeah.
You know? How is it racist?
That's right.
But that's our views in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, and for so many years, you know, when I went to art school, when I went to the Kubert School, I heard the dumbest thing. Somebody was saying, I heard you guys live in grass shacks.
Right.
And you guys don't have glass.
Right, of course.
My football coach says that everybody from Hawaii is dumb and you don't have electricity.
Right.
I'm like, your football coach is dumb. Our town is more, your town is not as advanced as where I'm from in Hawaii,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
The fact that people think that is like shows how far ahead Hawaii is, how dumb we're not.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
We get it, people. You don't get it. Learn, you know?
Absolutely. It's so, and that's one of the things that I've been trying to stress. Like, you know, I'm just afraid that because of the way culture is going, that some of people's creativity is going to be stifled because of it. And I hope that isn't the case, especially with you guys and the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance being able to do these comics for us, because we understand them. We get exactly what they are.
I find myself, even when I was writing my book, I wanted to reach a broader audience than just Hawaii.
Right, absolutely.
And I didn't want to do too much pidgin English, because you're almost narrowing your customer base, and I kind of feel bad about that. I wanted to, because in some of my in my book, there's a, I don't know if I should say the intermediate school I'm from, but I drew the intermediate school where I'm from, the basketball courts, and my brother was like, "Hey, is that so and so intermediate?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, it looks exactly like it." And you know, I wanted to stay true to the vibe in Hawaii, the feeling in Hawaii, and I just didn't. I kind of feel bad. I backed off on the pidgin English a little bit. But, hopefully it pulls off. People can understand it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more comics. I'm sure that we can fit some more of that in, right?
Yeah. There will always be one or two characters that, you know, just like in We All Speak Pidgin, right. But there's that one or two friends that talking so much, and you're like, whoa, bro, you got to slow down a little bit. I don't understand that anymore.
Agreed. Absolutely.
I'm not bilingual in that anymore.
Well, listen, Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, sir. You can pick up his comics. Once again, where can we get your comics?
Right now, it's at booth 411 and 512, the Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance.
And if they don't hear this in time for the Amazing Comic-Con, where can they get it?
Right after Comic-Con, you can hit me up on, right now it's Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance on Facebook. My email for it will be nativesonsrof@gmail.com. And right after this show, I'm going to start setting up online presence.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure. Mark Gould's comic is called Native Sons Ring of Fire. You can get it exclusively here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. If not, you can hit up the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, and I'm sure we'll hear from a lot more from Mark Gould. Mark, thank you so much for coming. Pay attention, guys. We have more Nerd Watch interviews coming up here at Hawaii Comic Con very shortly. Stay tuned. Aloha.